This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Jeremy White.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300?
And Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind. Did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
Didn't you feel alive, though?
I felt alive
every
yelling
week,
at you
it
right
It was
now.
Just a drama. Like, what are we going to get this week?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, welcome in to a Friday. Let's have a fun Friday here on WGR. The lights are on. We're on the air. We got Summer League. We got Wimbledon. We got some stuff happening this weekend. Good morning. Joe DiBiase. Jeremy White is off today. Lot to get to. We got some good football coming up a little bit later on. We got a Browns guest that we'll talk to. Was thinking about maybe mixing in some fantasy along the way. Draft season, of course, is approaching. And then we'll talk with Scott Pianowski at 9 o'clock about fantasy at 9 o'clock a little bit later on this morning. So happy to have you along. 803-0550 is the phone number. Owen and Josh hanging out as well. And if you could tell, you can always tell when I'm going golfing, right? By how I dress coming in. Where we're being streamed now, you can watch on YouTube, and it's like today's one of those days. Yesterday, I'm very sad to say I made like the worst, I guess the worst fashion choice that I've ever made while golfing.
Ever made? That's significant.
Because I usually put a little bit of thought into it,
right?
Just a little bit. I guess I learned yesterday that navy belt with black pants is like a big no-no in the do I even want to say the fashion world, but just getting dressed.
Yeah,
basically
color theory wise, probably a little bit of an issue.
I guess I don't even know what happened. So I don't, like, for me, when I get dressed in the morning, I'm trying not to wake my wife up, so right. I don't turn any lights on. It is just. I use the flashlight on my phone, but I guess when reaching in for a belt yesterday, I did not realize I had grabbed the blue one.
Yeah, that navy will sneak up on you when all you have is a flashlight.
Yeah.
This is why you got to set out your clothes the night before.
Yeah.
You guys don't do that? Do you do that?
No, I do not do that.
No, I'm not 6 years old anymore. So
Whoa, wait a minute. This is a, no. This is a time saver. If you pick out what you're wearing the night before, then it saves time in the morning.
Do any adults under any circumstances still pick out their clothes the night before? You think you're gonna get some company on that?
I feel like yes. It saves time. It helps you like plan out what you're wearing. I think it's smart.
Might even be smart. It's not. Put a poll up. Put a poll up on it. See how many adults are still picking out their clothes the night before. I mean, it maybe is what I should do, right? I mean, then I wouldn't have a mistake like yesterday.
It would certainly be more efficient, I think.
It would be more efficient. If you are someone like me who's trying not to wake your wife up and you're getting dressed like in the dark
right.
every morning, then it probably like me more than anybody really is like I should be the one that's taking Josh up on that.
Yeah,
advice.
I've definitely run into the same issue where you're getting up and you're trying not to wake up your girlfriend, your partner, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't do this on the weekends. It's just a weekday.
No, that's fine.
Like, it's not like I'm doing this Saturday night. I got to get my clothes ready for tomorrow. I do it, like, you know, Sunday night through Thursday night.
The YouTube chat is saying that I should definitely do that. That I should definitely do it the night before. AC says there are definitely times where it's warranted. He's with Josh. Josh has some company, I think. The chat's being very kind to him on this.
Toddlers, all of you, I think, is what I want to go with.
I think I am, like, with Owen, but I also kind of want to... Kind of want to feel like I should be that toddler here.
I respect, you know, respectfully calling you all toddlers.
respectfully, I you are a toddler.
Right. I acknowledge the benefits of such an action, but I
because as we all know, if you put the word respectfully in front of whatever insult is coming right after that,
right.
then of course it washes it away.
I also think it's like, depending on when you get up too, like we get up so early that it's you run into the same issue, like you're trying not to wake people up and you're trying to, you know,
sure,
just like be on top of things. Right. Like if you're getting up to go to work and mm-hmm. you're getting up at like 7 or 8 even, mm-hmm. like maybe you can get away with not doing this. But like if you have like a big presentation the next day, or if you're going golfing, like you want to have everything ready to go, you're excited about it. It's like getting ready the night before a field trip. Remember? Come on. Like, you guys don't remember that feeling?
The night before a field trip.
Does that not prove my toddler point?
It kind of does. Give us a reference of when we might have been 6 years old.
But I don't care. I think it's just you get that feeling back, and it feels good.
Another good example out of the chat here is a time that you would do that, and I do this every time, is when you are traveling.
Well,
whenever you are traveling, and that's not just packing. Like, I will lay out what I'm wearing the night before to the airport that morning. Because, you know, I'm getting up relatively around the same time that I get up for this show.
Right.
I guess.
Is that not because you've packed away the rest of your clothes that you would be wearing?
That is
somewhat. So you
have
to keep something out?
Yes. I'm already in the process of picking out future outfits.
Right.
So why not throw in the airport outfit?
Right. Just get it ready. So I think that's sort of built in there. I do agree. I do that. So
early poll results on Twitter are somewhat split. We do have a comment for Brandon, though. Wildness to hate on this. Anyone up at the crack of dawn has got to set them out the night before. Maximize the amount of sleep in the morning. That's another underrated part.
I mean, it takes 90 seconds.
Right. How long does it take you people to get dressed? I mean, to be fair, if Jeremy was here, I remember every time I come to get him for golf, if I'm picking him up, it's like, I get there and he's like, wait, I got to change. And I got to change.
Like while you're in the driveway?
While I'm, that has happened. And he's like, I didn't like this outfit, I'm going to change again. So some people, it does take time.
Hmm.
So I respect that. But I don't know. How do you know? You want to express yourself the day of, I feel. If you're really putting that much effort into picking an outfit out.
I will say I've done that. I've called an audible at the last second. I'm like, I don't feel like wearing that today. I'm going to wear this instead. I've done that.
After picking out the previous outfit?
Yeah. There's times where it's just kind of, or if like the weather is different than what I thought it was going to be, like around the time the seasons change, I don't have a sweatshirt out, or I do have a sweatshirt out and I don't need it.
Yep.
Like that sometimes influences it too. But I can't believe that you guys aren't on board with this. Like,
no,
you had a fashion mishap yesterday.
No, I did, and I still probably would not. I mean, I did this morning after having that happen. I did not have the fashion mishap today. I just knew to, you know, go blue belt, blue shorts,
right,
rather than go blue on black. Which again, everybody needed to tell me yesterday. Like that's ridiculous.
That's
right
bad,
there. What you're
bad
doing
job,
there,
Joe.
Yeah. All right. No blue belt, black pants. I'm sure I knew that. Just hadn't thought of it in the moment like that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's have a little bit of a warm up here. You want some instant trivia to kick the morning off here?
Ooh,
let's get
right.
some. I got some instant trivia for you guys. I want to talk some about the Bills defense today. And I was looking this up. Can you name for me? I believe there are, I just want to double check here. 1, 2, 3, for, I think you got five Bills that have led the team in tackles under head coach Sean McDermott. Can you name for me the five Bills that have led the team in tackles in a given season while Sean McDermott has been the head coach? So 2017 to 2024. Who are the five?
Tremaine Edmonds is the first name that I know tackled a million people.
Tremaine Edmonds did it twice, 2018 and 2019. So actually his first 2 years with the Bills after being a rookie and then a second-year player, he did lead the team in tackles. He also led the team in tackles in 2021. So he did it three times.
Okay.
And there are still four others, though.
Let's see here. What do you think, Josh?
I want to say Matt Milano, but I'm worried about like the injuries limiting that.
Right, and I don't... But Milano, is he in there?
Surprisingly, Milano not only is not in there, but if you go to in the top 15, like there are 14 seasons of 100 tackles under Sean McDermott,
right,
and Milano only has one of them.
Wow.
Is that really surprising?
That does seem surprising.
He's a linebacker. He's an all-pro. You could debate this, but you could argue he's the best Bills defender under Sean McDermott, like beginning to end.
I think that's a good argument
and
to make.
14 seasons of 100 tackles, one of them.
Right.
Splash plays is really more why you would, I think, put him in that conversation. Maybe we get that. Is he the answer to that? Is he the number one? Is he the best defender under Sean McDermott? The best defensive player?
That's a really good question.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah. We'll revisit. Is there a cornerback in here anywhere?
There's not a cornerback. They're not all linebackers, though.
Okay. Is...
One of Hyde or Poyer, but I'm trying to think of which one it would be. I would say Hyde, I think. Or would it be...
It's not Hyde.
I think it's Poyer.
It's Poyer?
Poyer led the team in tackles in 2020, the COVID year.
Right.
That was the third most tackles any Bills had under McDermott, 124. Okay. You're missing number one and number two on this list also. Like the two highest numbers.
Two highest tackle totals.
Yeah, one player led the league.
Led the league? Who are we missing?
One player led the league in tackles one given season with 144 tackles. But you got Poyer and Edmonds so far.
I feel like we're thinking too recently.
I think we
probably have to go back a little bit.
I'll give you a hint. It's both.
Both.
Recent and.
Oh. So we got one of each?
Yeah. You got two of one and one of the other.
Right.
Is he in one of the position groups we've already guessed?
Gotta be.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is Taron Johnson an answer?
No. Taron Johnson, 98 is his career high in 2023.
I thought maybe he had a chance
for the Bills.
Just playing where he plays. I'm struggling here. I don't know why I feel like I shouldn't be the way that
this
I am.
This is why this is the warm up. Yeah, it's tougher when we. It's tougher at 6:15 than it would be at 8:30.
It is. It's absolutely true. I got nothing here.
They're all linebackers.
All linebackers. All right.
Three linebackers left.
Let me think. Linebackers
that have led the Bills in tackles.
So it's not Milano. Is nope. Bernard one of them?
Bernard is one of them. All 143 right. tackles in 2023 led the team. That's also the second highest total.
Okay.
By anybody. You're still missing number one.
Number one. Man.
And then you are also missing last year's leading tackler for the Buffalo Bills.
Last year's leading tackler. Who led the Bills in tackles last season? Man. Who played linebacker for him last year? It was Dorian Williams, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard. It's not Williams, is it?
Dorian Williams.
Really?
Dorian Williams led the Bills in tackles
that
last season.
Wow. Blows my mind.
How many
crazy,
did he
right?
have?
He had 117. It's a sixth most of any Bill under McDermott.
I guess just because I think of Milano and Bernard as their linebackers,
right, right.
I don't have Williams as even a possibility there.
What I'll tell you is by, like, I bet per game, if I did it that way, Williams might have the highest total.
Right.
He started 11 games last year. Everybody above him, 15, 15, 16, 17, 16. Everyone behind him, 16, 15, 16, 13. Like, he started the fewest games of anybody in this list, but he right, ended but he up just, on it.
Yeah, that's right. He is always just all around.
Flying
the ball,
around.
Like. He's
yep.
so fast. All right.
How about that, though? He had more tackles. I'm not sure that's a good thing. Tackles isn't necessarily a measure of, like, it's a measure of being around the football.
Right.
But that's not always great, right? Like,
it could mean
7-8 yards down the field, you missed your gap and you're recovering.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and for a guy with that speed,
yeah,
you would think that that's happening a fair amount. If he's tackling guys, it's because he lost
right.
them and he's catching up.
So I'm not saying he's better than Milano, but he had more tackles last year and only 11 starts than Matt Milano's ever had in a season.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
And then you're missing the last name on this list yes. is the guy with the most tackles under Sean McDermott, led the league one season.
So he's another linebacker.
Well, this has got to be the old one, right? Because we
yeah.
said there's.
Yeah, this is the older.
Yeah, the recent ones.
So. The 2017 Bills. I feel like that's where we got to go.
Warmer.
Okay. Mm. 2018?
No, warmer isn't like you had the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Lorenzo Alexander?
No.
Is it cheating if I look at a roster? Not the stats, just the names.
I think it is cheating.
Okay. All right. Then I won't do that. No, I won't.
Especially since you know it's a linebacker.
Well, right. Right.
Yeah, that seems.
But
no, know, it's. Like, I get. We're hurting here.
Because
but you gotta, I understand.
You're going to pull up a roster and go, well, it's not LeSean McCoy.
Well, sure.
I'm just thinking. No roster.
Preston Brown?
Bang. Preston Brown. Led the league in tackles in 2017.
That's also really surprising to me for some reason.
144?
Yeah, most by a Bill.
Wow.
Bernard, though, it's interesting. Brown with 144 had zero sacks. Terrell Bernard with 143 tackles had 6.5 sacks a couple of years ago. Quickly on this, I did not mean to get to that, but who's the best defender under Sean McDermott ever?
That's a really good question.
For the Bills. Not going back to like Luke Kuechly with Carolina. Who's their best? Is it Hyde? Longevity's going to matter here. Milano is probably, unless I am missing somebody, the only player currently that goes beginning to end.
Yeah,
he
right.
is. Matt Milano is on the team that breaks the drought. Like, he plays in the Jacksonville playoff game.
Right.
Between Tyrod Taylor and Blake Bortles and Doug Marrone. And, like, he's in that game. I don't think he starts that game. Should double check. Like, does he ever end up starting that season? He starts 5 games for the Bills in 2017. He's a full-time starter every year after that. He was a first-team All-Pro. So, but there's injury seasons in there, right?
Right.
And you've got Tre'Davious White, who was an All-Pro, but then injuries, and he's back now. But
right.
So I guess he would kind of be the answer.
Be front to back too, yeah.
But he just took a you know a year in
absence,
between,
yeah.
Basically, those are the three, though, right?
Yeah. Does Teron Johnson deserve to be mentioned in there too a little bit?
Maybe like if I were,
if
I were,
he gets another 2 years of being elite, top sort of nickel guy in the league, I think he gets in that conversation.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Who, if I were putting a poll up, like who would the four names be?
Milano, White.
You think Johnson would be the fourth?
Hyde. It's between probably Poyer and him, right?
The reason why I wouldn't put Poyer on here is even though he, I think, is in this tier. Because he was an All-Pro, right?
Yeah.
He's in this tier. I'm just taking a pretty educated guess to say I don't think there's going to be many that believe Poyer was better than Hyde was.
Over the course of
their whole careers. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it should be Poyer.
I have always, to me, they have always been
equals
and sort of just together. In my head, those two have been were such a mainstay and were both so elite that I never thought to go, oh, I think Hyde's a little better than Poyer. I don't know how I'd be curious how many people out there thought that when they had them both at sort of the peak of their powers.
Right.
Were there people out there like, oh, I think Poyer's better than Hyde? To me, they were just a package deal and you had the best two safeties that you could have.
Johnson, by the way, to you bringing him up, he was a second-team All-Pro. So that's the tough part here is you got five Bills, unless I'm missing and there's a six somewhere, five Bills that have been an All-Pro on some level while Sean McDermott's been the head coach. I think, though, the other four, Poyer, Hyde, Milano, and Tre'Davious White, all were first-team All-Pros.
Right.
And Taron Johnson was second team, so maybe that should be the reason why he'd be the odd man out if I were to put a poll up on this.
And, yeah, that's fair. And I think Johnson still has time to get himself in that conversation if he's got another two, three strong years left.
Right. He almost goes beginning to end. He's drafted in 2018.
Right.
So that's 7 years already, and he's got a contract. Like, I think he's probably going to go a couple more. He probably ends up being the longest tenured of any of these guys. If he's got like 3 years left in him, which he might.
I think he might.
He plays a position where those guys can age, but like playing into their 30s and still be good, but your body's got to hold up, and that can be tough because when you are, I mean, what's Johnson? 5'11", 192,
right,
and you're so commonly being asked to slide into linebacker because teams are running the ball against your nickel base.
And just getting taken on giant blocks.
Right, like your body can just get beaten down over time. It's kind of amazing he actually has played as much as he has.
I've always thought that about him. Like, he's a slight guy, and he gets out there, and he goes against way, way bigger men and just flies through it, and he gets up, dusts off, and he is unbelievable. I feel like every night he makes a good play. He's really impressive to watch because of that almost more than anything.
Yeah. Feel like he's the fifth man, though.
I agree.
Who are people going to answer, you think? Who are people going to say is the best defensive player that they've had under Sean McDermott?
I think Milano will get a lot of love there and probably Hyde.
Those would be the top two?
I think so. I think White deserves some love on it.
It's
but
just going to, for him, be that it got interrupted.
Yeah, and he,
right.
And when it got interrupted, I think this will probably stick out with the Ravens. He looked so, or not with the Ravens, the Rams. He looked so
shot.
Not himself.
Yeah.
And then, so I think that might stick in some people's minds just as a recency bias thing. And Milano ended up kind of coming in strong at the end of last year and looked better. So I think that'll help. Hyde never really flamed out that badly. So there's not really a picture of those guys struggling for people to kind of think about.
Yeah. And for, you know, I guess maybe the difference there would be, like, really for Tre'Davious White, you only get, I mean, some guys will give you, you know, this and it's fine. We talked about running backs the other day with the Bills and, like, all of them are, like, four-year careers for the Bills. That's Tre'Davious White, really.
Yeah.
Like, it is the 4 years of his rookie contract where he's healthy, missed only a couple games. He's an All-Pro multiple times. He's almost winning Defensive Rookie of the Year in his first season. He kind of walked into the league as maybe one of the better corners in football. And then year five, year six, year seven, all with the Bills are injuries.
Right.
He gets hurt on Thanksgiving in 2021.
That was
he
so sad.
Comes back at the end of 2022 six games played there, and he started, but he wasn't the same.
He didn't look, yeah.
And then the next year, he started to look back to his form, and then bam.
Achilles.
So it's six. It's 11 games, then it's six games, then it's four games. So I've got three seasons that are kind of interrupted with injury. And, you know, like Milano, you could have the injury part of it as well, where he has two seasons where he's really had that interrupted. That's the thing about Hyde and Poyer, though. Hyde and Poyer didn't really have that happen. They had more natural deterioration
right,
in their games.
Time.
Right. But, well, I guess Hyde did miss a full year, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. That was that a neck injury or something?
He had a neck injury. He missed the one full season, 2022. Poyer, I guess, played it pretty much all the way through, but right. He looked pretty shot at the very end.
There were times at the end for him where it was like, whoa, he can't run anymore.
Yeah. Really. Like that's why I'm kind of curious how this would go and what people would say, because I think most would often just group them all together. Like this is the top tier of Bills defenders in the McDermott era.
Yeah, it's similar
to that. And you don't often even think about separating them. Like thinking to yourself, like especially Poyer with Hyde, I've never really thought much about who's better. Who's better than the other? Because they were just, you know, they're a package deal. It's Hyde and Poyer the whole way through. Although even that might kind of lend yourself to which one you might prefer. I feel like I always put Hyde first when I name the two. But that's just me. 803-0550 is the phone number if you got an answer on this. I did want to talk a little bit about this season's Bills defense today and what we should expect from them, where we should expect them to finish. Like, could they be a top five defense? Are they more likely to be 5-10? Are fans still thinking they're going to be like middle of the road defensively? Get to that a little bit as well. There's a lot coming up. We've got Jonathan Peterlin coming up at 8 o'clock. There's one NBA thing that I wanted to say today or talk about, because there is a real possibility that LeBron James gets traded this offseason. And the weirdest thing ever to me is that, like, ESPN especially has just been LeBron content.
Yeah.
Wall to wall for 20 years, right? He's never been traded. And this is the first time it might happen, and nobody is talking about it.
I know. I've
seen nobody nothing. Is talking about the possibility of LeBron, who is still incredible, sixth in MVP voting last year. He might get traded, and I'm not seeing much attention paid to it. It's very strange. So a little bit on that. And then also this NFL collusion case that is growing, and the NFL Players Association is maybe going to get like blown up in the process here. Like that's a huge story in the NFL right now that is happening. And it's getting worse, I think, on the player end of it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who's the best Bills defender ever under Sean McDermott? Are we leaving somebody out? Let us know what you think. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.